Glory be to God. You are welcome to Moment with Charles. Today our topic is Divine Strategies for Wealth. Divine Strategies for Wealth. We give God praise and we give Him thanks. We give Him all the honor and adoration, for He is worthy of all praise. And whilst you are here, I want to encourage you, get yourself pen and paper and take what the Holy Spirit is saying. Do you want to be wealthy? If you do, then you need divine strategies. And only God is a master architect and master creator. But the thing is, you also have to be a co-creator with God. There's two creators. The ultimate creator, which is God Almighty. Yahweh is His holy name. And then you are His creation called human being. And the Bible says God gave us dominion over the work of His hands. So you now become a co-creator over what He has given you. The question is, do you want to be a creator or you want to be a consumer? The Bible says, I give seed to the sower and bread to the eater. So you have to divinely ask a question, am I a creator or a consumer? Now, the divine strategies for wealth is one, prayer. Prayer is never a waste of time. Prayer is the key to connect to heaven. Praying, I repeat, praying is the first key to create wealth. So if you want to know how to touch heaven, you must know how to change the prayer. Okay? You want to touch heaven, you must change your prayer. You cannot just pray anyhow and expect creation to come. It will not. God set a time and a date and a moment to create. Day one, He did this. Day two, He did this. Day three, He did this. Day four, five, and on and on and on. For you to get wealth, you must be a co-creator. Meaning, you got to partner with God. You got to agree with God. The Bible says, how can two people walk together unless they agree? If you don't agree with what God is saying to you, wealth will never come to you. And if you find and fight your way to get wealth down the road, it will be blown away. Even when you save the money and you pass on to your children's children, along the way, there will be a curse on the money because God didn't create it. And anything, God's hands are not in it, the devil will take charge of it. So step one, prayer. Step two, prayer. Step three, prayer. Step four, praying. Step five, praying all the way to the end. There's no shortcut. The book of Deuteronomy chapter 8 verse 18 says, remember the Lord thy God, for it is Him, Yahweh, who give you, me and you, power to create wealth. The power is coming from God. The Bible says it is not by might, nor by power that anyone should boast. The Bible says, why do you wake up early in the morning and work so hard throughout the whole night only to come and get a curse or blowing away? The Bible says in the book of Hagar, there's holes in your pocket. But when you surrender your heart to God, how do you do that? Prayer. So the divine strategies for wealth is praying, dedicating a time, a place, a moment. Turn your cell phone off for 10 minutes, pray. Get up, go to the mall, go to the shop, go to work. When you're coming home, pray. Before you sleep, pray. Before you go and have your dinner, pray. Before you go pick up the kids from the school, the church, or neighborhood, pray. The strategy is so simple. Be a co-creator with God by doing what? Praying. Everything else is great, but the key is being a co-creator with God. The Bible says, and God opened His mouth and said, let there be. And there was. Praying. God prayed. The word, let there be. And there was. God commanded the heaven and earth to line up. So let me pray with you. Father, we thank you for today. That my sister, my brother here in this program, they'll be co-creators. They'll hear your voice. They will listen and begin to pray. In Jesus' name, thank you for joining me on the Moment with Charles. I cannot wait to see you in the next episode. Go with the blessings of the Lord and enjoy your day. Thank you.